Quote, the Heap of Jewels Sutra says, single-pointed concentration is achieved by adhering to moral ethics. With the achievement of single-pointed concentration, you meditate on wisdom. Wisdom helps you to attain a pure, pristine awareness. Through pure, pristine awareness, your moral conduct is perfected. End of quote. In order to accomplish the purposes of both others and ourselves, all obscurations should be eliminated. Those who intend to realize transcendent wisdom in such a way should initially practice calm-abiding meditation. A practitioner who has the ability to analyze phenomena with the wisdom realizing suchness while engaging in calm-abiding meditation can generate special insight. In terms of practice, the three trainings are presented in a definite sequence. Let me elaborate. The text reads, wisdom helps you to attain a pure, pristine awareness. A perfectly transcendent wisdom has the ability to eradicate the obscurations along with their seeds. Wisdom realizing conventional truth, however powerful, does not have that ability. Therefore, we can conclude that to do so, it must be a wisdom realizing the ultimate truth. In this context, perfectly transcendental wisdom refers to omniscience, and in order to attain omniscience, obscurations to liberation or disturbing emotions and obscurations to knowledge must be eliminated. Wisdom alone is the direct opponent that enables us to eradicate the two obscurations and their seeds or latent potencies. Neither ethical discipline nor single-pointed concentration can confront them directly. Wisdom here refers to the wisdom derived from meditation, not that derived from listening and contemplation. Therefore, to actualize that special insight realizing ultimate reality, you must first become proficient in calm-abiding meditation. Since this single-pointed concentration is a positive thought, subtle mental dullness and excitement must be abandoned. In order to abandon these faults, you must first train in practices of ethical discipline.